Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg expressed that as officials contemplate rebuilding endeavors, the condition of the remnants of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is not entirely known after its collapse last week when struck by a cargo vessel.
Numerous factors come into play in how that reconstruction will be designed and the process will unfold, Buttigieg stated on Face the Nation. He acknowledged that he did not have an estimate for the rebuilding timeline, but the bridge itself took 5 years to initially construct. Liam White reporting.
Tens of thousands of Israelis converged in central Jerusalem on Sunday in the largest anti-government protest since the country entered into war in October.
Protesters urged the government to reach a ceasefire agreement to liberate dozens of hostages held in Gaza by Hamas militants and to hold early elections. Israeli society was broadly unified immediately after October 7th. Nearly 6 months of conflict have reignited divisions over the leadership of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Authorities advised motorists to avoid California's scenic highway, one after a portion of the coastal route collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur, authorities said.
The collapse transpired amid heavy rain Saturday afternoon near Rocky Creek Bridge, about 17 miles south of Monterey, sending chunks of asphalt plummeting into the ocean from the southbound side of the two-lane road. Jim Kender reporting.
The theft of sensitive information pertaining to millions of AT&T's current and former customers has been recently uncovered online, the telecommunications giant said.
In an announcement addressing the data breach, AT&T stated that a data set found on the dark web contains information including some social security numbers and passcodes for about 7.6 million current account holders and 65.4 million former account holders. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Longtime U.S. Representative William D. Delahunt of Massachusetts, a Democratic stalwart who postponed his own retirement from Washington to aid in passing former President Barack Obama's legislative agenda, has died following a protracted illness, his family announced.
Delahunt passed away Saturday at his home in Quincy, Massachusetts, at the age of 82, news reports said. Delahunt served 14 years in the U.S. House of Representatives, from 1997 to 2011, for Massachusetts's 10th Congressional District. Ann Parker reporting.
Over the weekend, seven juveniles, including a 12-year-old, sustained injuries when gunfire erupted outside a mall in downtown Indianapolis. Authorities said the third consecutive weekend city police have responded to a mass shooting.
The violence occurred despite more than 25 officers patrolling downtown Indianapolis as part of an amplified police presence to control roving bands of juveniles in the area during the evening hours, according to Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department Chief Chris Bailey. Kyle Norris reports.
Two individuals lost their lives as a single-engine plane crashed while attempting to land in Truckee, California on Saturday, local airport and law enforcement officials said.
The Daher TBM 900 took off from Denver, Colorado on Saturday afternoon, according to aircraft tracker FlightAware. The aircraft crashed at about 6:38 p.m. near the area of Glenshire Drive, a crossroads northwest of the Truckee Tahoe Airport, police stated in a statement. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Kia is recalling more than 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs due to a defect that may cause the vehicles to roll away while they're parked.
According to documents published by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the intermediate shaft and right front drive shaft of certain 2020 to 2024 Tellurides may not be fully engaged. Over time, this can lead to unintended vehicle movement while the cars are in park, increasing potential crash risks. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.